Good morning, good Vachabasai. So I think we're ready to begin Perek Veis, Yimitz Hashem. B'ni yim tikach amoroi, u'mitzvosai titzpon itoch. B'ni yim tikach amoroi, the Gaon says, ki toro tzoch odom l'umol tomid, yomim v'layla. B'chol yom azmanohu. Lachain omad tikach amorai shatikach tomid. There's not a one-time lekicha involved with Talmud Torah. It's not, there's nothing limited or restricted about it. There's a tmidius to it. And tikach has the sense that you always have it in hand. Right? So it means that it's always at hand. It's not something that a person takes in the sense of filing away, but it's always at hand because the person is always involved, he's always preoccupied. By contrast, u'mitzvosai titzpon itach, aval ha-mitzvos ad shalomad, af shalomad chukoseh u'mishpoteha, ein la'asosin ad bo ezmano she'oso mitzvah. See, the person hides it away. He files it away. Oh, ad shetav liyado, v'chein ametitzbon itach perish atitzbana. Again, lashon tzofun to be hidden. Ad sheyavuz mana va'ostekayim. Lahakshiv lachochma oznecha, tate libcha latfuna. The kicha of Torah consists of, requires the following. V'hakshav l'chochma aznecha, chochma humasha odem mekabla me'rabo. V'lachain l'hakshav l'chochma aznecha, to listen attentively, l'kabel. V'kamosha amu chachamena zuchronim l'vacha, asne oznecha ka'afar kases. Tata libcha l'svuna, Milas tvuna hi bein b'chochma bein b'bina. So tvuna and bina, the Gaon says, are not they're not synonymous. Tvuna is something which can be predicated of chochma. It can be something which can be predicated of bina, in the following sense. Kasha yovin hadova al borio hu nikwa tvuna. A person can hear and listen and understand, but not necessarily fully. Not to really be yored l'omkon shel dvarim. Tvuna represents that Yovin Hadova al Boyo. That a person not only hears, not only does what the Rebbe says register superficially, but he really gets it. There used to be a saying in modern Hebrew, but it's it was displaced by cell phones. Well, they used to have public phones. So unlike in the United States, we put a dime or a quarter in. So in Eretz Yisrael, you needed an asimon for the public phones. And when the asimon would drop, so then that's when the connection would be established and you'd be able to use the phone. So there used to be a saying, Yerata asimon. And Yerata asimon meant that things clicked, that things connected. So that's what the Gaon is describing here in terms of tfuna. Ulahavin hadava al boryo, and that that depth of understanding is tzarach hatayas halev. That's not just a function of hakshava, of attentive listening, but that requires the person's own thought to understand and grasp. Ki halev mevin. Tata libcha l'chachma, tata libcha l'tuna. V'hi atuna shel chachma. Right, this pasuk is speaking of the tvuna again, that depth of understanding in what the Rebbe teaches. V'hainu l'hoven adav shekibel me'rabosav alboyo masha b'leiv rabo. Maybe one more pasuk. Ki im la bina tikra la tvuna titen kolacha. Ki im la bina tikra. Bina hi havanas dava mitoch dava. To understand not only what has been presented explicitly, but to recognize what's implicit. We'll see in a minute as the Gaon gives an example, we'll be able to get a better understanding of what he has in mind with Lahavin Dava Mitoch Dava. Well, Lahavin Dava Mitoch Dava Tzarech Likra also bepeh. Okay, so this we're reading but not explaining this next sentence. It's something Blineda we need to come back to. Right, the Gaon is commenting upon the verbs in this pasuk of in contrast to pasuk Beis, where we speak of hakshava, where we speak of listening and thought. So here, Shlomo HaMelech speaks of dibor peh. So the Gaon says, "V'lohavin adavim mitoch davar tzarech likra also bepeh, ki hi nechlales bechochma." Bidiktukeha upateha shel hachochma, ve'al yedei kriyas hachochma bepeh yigalu diktukeha upateha. Lachen al yedei kriya yoven adava mitoch dava shel chochma, v'zehu ki im labina tikra. A little bit more, and then we'll try to process some of it. La tvuna titen kolecha, ki kemoshi yesh tvuna b'chochma kaniska le'el. Just as tvuna applies to chochma in the sense of, again, having a depth of understanding of the chochma, tahainu lohaven achochma alboya, ken yesh tvuna bebina. So too, that same level of understanding can be predicated of bina. V'hi lahavin devar habina al borya, to have a deep understanding of the bina. Kloma ech tluya zo habina b'ze hadikduk shel chochma. How is it that this dava mitoch dava, this implicit teaching which the bina elicits, so how exactly is that implied by and within the Chochma? Kemo, right in the beginning of Vayikra, the Torah's Kohenim, Darshan's Rashi quotes, Odim ki yakiv behema, Odim ki yakiv mikem korban Hashem, min habehema, min haboko, min hatzon, takrives korbanchem. So in each of these phrases, min, umin, so Chazal Darshan, min ha-behema v'lo kol behema, right? Some behema, not all behema. Min ha-boko, some boko, not all boko. Min ha-tzon, some tzon, not all tzon. And then umin ha-tzon, so Chazal Darshan, umin ha-tzon l'maytas ha-nogeach. If the behema was a nogeach, the behema had gored another animal and killed it, so then it's posel l'korban. Min havav yisera, and the drosha is from the fact that it's min haboka umin hatzon, from that extra vav. Zeh hamiyut hu nikra bina. This is an example of a Havin Davar Mitoch Davar. It's not Mefurish in the Chochma. It doesn't say Mefurish in the Pasuk that an Ogeach is Pasul HaKoven. But on the other hand, there is a Miyut of Umin Hatzon. So it's Nichla within the Chochma. It's implicit within the Chochma. It needs to be elicited. It needs to be drawn out. That's what Bina is. Lohavin Davar Mitoch Davar. So the Lohavin Davar Mitoch Davar of Bina is not simply logically, it's not simply applying logical analysis and recognizing what the logical corollaries and derivatives of something are. No, but Lohavin Davar Mitoch Davar also means from all the dikduke hakra. That's also a davar which is embedded, which is implicit in another dava. Every time you have a miyud, a riboy, something that invites a drasha, so recognizing that drasha is an act of bina. The tvuna of bina is to not only know what the drasha's chazal is, but exactly how that drasha's chazal is implied by and dictated by, be it the miyud, be it the riboy. Meaning over here, nicha, that's what the Gaon is saying, that nicha, that you have a miyut here. But how do Chazal know that the miyut is for nogeach? Miyut, nicha, that we see there's a miyut. Min atzon v'lo kol atzon. U min atzon, an extra miyut. We see that. And we also understand that Chazal darshined that it's l'mayit nogeach. But afo pichein, the tvuna of bina, the problem is the Gaon doesn't tell us what it is here. The tvuna of the bina is to understand. So how do Chazal know that it's the umen atzon which bedafka implies the psul nogeach? Utvuna he laid them at name ma min havov yisera memait es hanogeach dafka. Vehi mischaberes im tvuna shal hachochma. Umachmas shall lazet zarch yegiyo yose mehatvuna shal chokhma. Clearly, this is a higher level of understanding. The tvuna of bina is a higher level, a deeper level of understanding than the tvuna of chokhma. Ki im yavin zos hatvuna, oz yavin gam hatvuna shal hachokhma. Ki hatvuna shal hachochma genuza b'self hatvuna shal habina. Clearly, if one has the depth of understanding to know how what's mefurish bikra is implying what's between the lines, what's between the words, so then that reflects a deep understanding of what's Mefurish Bekra as well. Right? When you appreciate someone's choice of words, when you appreciate, in order to fully appreciate what's implied between the words, between the lines, so you certainly first need to fully appreciate the choice of words themselves. It's going to be b'chal masayim mana. Okay, there's a lot here in Pasuk Gimel that we need to b'linan mitzvashem come back to. Okay, we'll stop here for now. B'linan mitzvashem. I hope we'll resume at around 12 o'clock with Pesachim mitzvashem. Have a good, productive morning, everyone. Should be well. Be safe.